sisters, lovers and sinners.
Real sex was erotic.
I want to welcome you to a celebration.
Hell, it was a sexual revolution for television.
It was revolutionary. My little gay brain that hadn't even fully formed yet was like exploding with thoughts and ideas.
Featuring real people having real sex. From S&M fantasies to hardcore public displays of affection. HBO's late night documentary show first exploded on TV screens in 1990. It was sex education.
Welcome to Anal Sex 101.
Exploration.
Sit up a little bit here. And then, Tani, if you can bring your legs around him again just to start. Does that hit your G-spot more or hit your...
And titillation.
See, I can feel that right on my clit.
Yeah, right there.
With no parental approval required.
When my parents would go to bed, I would just put everything on mute and you'd put on some captions and it was very like hush hush.
In that pre-internet era, where else could you go to see sex or sexuality depicted?
It was like nothing ever aired before on TV.
They were in front of the camera. They were doing everything in front of the camera.
Just 33 episodes. The series spent decades as a cult favorite.
Oh, have you ever seen this program? Real sex?
Until it disappeared.
Suddenly all the shows vanished.
I don't want to be dramatic, but it's kind of like one of the worst things ever that you can't get these shows anymore.
I heard there was a place called HBO, and I thought that was like dirty late night programming, which eventually we managed to make it.
So Sheila Nevins and Patty Kaplan went to work building a production team. They knew the producers had to be mature and sensitive.
The team was very much made up of women because it was against the stereotype of who would be making a sex show.
My name is Marla Ratner, and I was an associate producer on the Real Sex Show on HBO.
I'm Deb Wasser. I was the producer director out in the field, finding the stories, filming them, and bringing them to the audience. We, often women producers, we didn't have to prove our virility. We never treated sex like a commercial commodity. These are people, real people. They were allowing the camera and the audience in to film and understand the most intimate part of their lives. Well, you gotta have respect for that.
It's the 1990s. Real stories, real people, real sex.
It was horrifying, it was fascinating and titillating and made me feel like, you know, a lot of things down there.
With an estimated 2.8 million households tuning in, the show was a hit. So, Real Sex became the first real sex education for a sheltered community of people living in the pre-internet era, in part by introducing them to sex experts.
Welcome to FDR Radio. Tonight we're going to talk about lots of different things, like sex.
This is a speakeasy, brothers and sisters. We've always called ourselves the speakeasy, Dr. Susie's speakeasy, because we speak easy about subjects that are not easy to speak about, like sex.
Sex therapist Dr. Susan Block credits her first orgasm to sex educator Betty Dodson, who was featured in Real Sex's first episode.
And discover your own sexuality and your own, you know, your own sensuality.
Block was at Yale University at the time.
And it was life-changing. I think that was definitely an epiphany that made me feel that I needed to get sex educated and eventually become a sex educator.
That's my vibrator, baby. Oh, is that right under the microphone?
In 1995, Real Sex lead producer Patty Kaplan took viewers into Dr. Susan Block's studio/bedroom, where all the action happened.
Lying on her big brass bed on which she sleeps and does everything else. And she's answering people's calls. People would ask questions about sex or I'm struggling with this or that. So you get to see her actually in action.
Callers call in to ask me a question, to tell me a story, to share a fantasy,
or to share their lovemaking with me. I mean, they
everything have... that was educational was not some doctor talking about sex and, you know, which is a snore.
I'm glad I was in the education business. It's my goal in life, to teach. I also got a call from somebody that was concerned about his penis size. And a lot of people are concerned, and so we took that call seriously, and yet we also had some fun with it.
His dad's really big. Is this too big? That's way too big.
It was educational. And then it was also naughty and fun.
I will be reminiscing on real sex until the day I die. I will be in an old folks home at 96 going, real sex!
Take four!
For the internet. Tuesdays at 9 on Vice.